Is it right to blame someone for self-failure? It depends on the purpose and the result. If the purpose is simply to whitewash myself, that, you know, actually I was not wrong, that person only was wrong. Then if our purpose is simply to whitewash ourselves, then that may not be a very healthy thing. Because whenever things go wrong, yes, somebody else may have contributed to the factors which brought about the failure, but there might be our fault also. Usually, as we say, you know, clap, we don't clap with one hand. So that other person might also be responsible. We may also be responsible. So now, there is objective analysis, and there is emotional overreaction. So sometimes when something has gone wrong, and we just want to feel, no, I'm not to blame. So we will point out blame to others. So if our intention is simply to whitewash ourselves without actually understanding the reality, then that we may just feel good, you know, that person is blamed, but we won't learn, we won't improve. That's one thing. So it's good to objectively analyze. And that's why I said the consequence. Is the consequence leading us to get the inspiration to improve ourselves? Or is the consequence that suppose somebody is actually, that person's mistake is what is responsible for the failure? And I just happened to be there and because I got victimized or whatever. If that is the case, then blaming ourselves will be just burdening ourselves with guilt and negativity. So we don't have to blame ourselves at that time. Now, we can point out, you know, because this person did this, that's why this happened. So after that, what do we do? The important thing is get over it. Because sometimes, even if we blame the other person, we may be victimized by others, but we don't have to embrace victimhood. No, I don't have to always, oh, this person did so bad thing to me, this person did such a bad thing to me. We keep thinking about it like that. That kind of attitude is negative. That will divert our energy from doing what we can do. So, objectively analyze, okay, this failure happened because this person did this. And I'll be careful in future that I won't trust such a person like this or whatever. Then we move on in life. Basically, when analyzing failures, the goal should be to learn and then close that chapter. If we don't, now that for that closure, sometimes it may be required that we point out this person did this. For the closure, sometimes it may be required that we acknowledge the responsibility. So I did the mistake. But the point is just close it. If that blaming causes us to live in the past, you know, this person ruined my life, this person did like this, this person is it's a bad thing to me. And living in the past, we are simply wasting our energy. So whatever attitude helps us to learn and close the chapter, we do that and move forwards. And you know, sometimes in life, problems come in such a way that it is not so easy to decide who's at fault. Because, you know, we may say, okay, this person is to blame, but then that person may say, no, you did this, that's why this happened. And I may say, so sometimes we just close the chapter at that time. And then after some days pass, some weeks pass, maybe sometimes some months pass, then with that distance comes, then we can develop the calmness and the clarity to learn. Otherwise, thinking about that failure simply makes us more agitated. Neither we learn, nor does other person learn. Not the other person accept the responsibility. So basically, I would say that if a failure has happened, failure is simply an event. Failure is not a person. So we have to learn what we can and close that chapter and move on. So objectively pointing out that the other person is responsible, or objectively acknowledging that I am also responsible, that we do objectively that. No need to burden ourselves with guilt for our own mistake, or no need to burden ourselves with anger and hatred towards the other person. Just move on in life. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.